It's a very good morning again to Matt Allison, our, what would we call it, food blogger?
Yeah, that's food blogger or foodie blogger is another common term for it. Yeah,
well, it's a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you too, Wayne.
So what's happened over the last week in the Allison kitchen?
Well, I haven't ended up in the emergency room, so that was a good thing.
Well, those high-quality knives make us a little bit nervous.
I tell you, I'm being very cautious, but I have picked up a couple tips. Jamie actually has one in the actual application to show you how to use a knife. I've been quite careful with it, and I've been loving it, though. It's really made 20-minute meals, though. Having a good quality knife really, really speeds things up as well. I had a serrated knife, which is just really not great at all for chopping things, and having a really sharp, really clean knife makes preparation, particularly of vegetables, just a breeze to work with. So,
what do you chop on?
I actually have, I've got plastic boards, but I'm quite selective about the boards. I've always been this way. I don't like mixing meat and vegetables together, so I have a plastic board that I use for vegetables, and I have another one that I use for meat. I just like to keep them, you know, separate, especially with raw meats like chicken and things like that, and the possibility of things like salmonella and cross doing things. I like to keep them separate, so I actually have plastic boards that I chop on, and then I have one for the veg and then one for the meat, as I've shared as well.
So what's your favorite meal you've cooked this past 7 days?
Oh, in the past 7 days, gosh, there are a couple that I really, really like. Let me do it this way. The one I probably least like was I did a prawn korma with pilau rice, and I love curries. It just didn't go down well. Not in the sense that, like, it was a great texture, great interesting, you know, kind of. And I'm glad I tried it. It's just not something I'd rush back to. Love the grilled lemon and herb chicken with mash, which I did. I had to make my own mash with sweet corn, and the funnest part about it was actually pounding the chicken to within an inch of its already dead life. You know, you have to get it really, really flat in order to, like, cook evenly through. So I literally took some cling film and bashed it to bits with another pot, you know, kind of getting it. It's a bit of, like, anger management for the kitchen. So that was those were two particular meals that I really enjoyed. And then yesterday I cooked a traditional kind of sausages with homemade baked beans, which is very interesting. Instead of, you know, buying them in a can, like Koo would be a brand that I would normally use, I decided to try them myself, and that was great.
Right. Then you must have a tip for us.
Yeah. A tip this week would be I have lemons. Lemons, seriously. I mean, I don't think I've cooked something without a lemon. Lemons in the kitchen are amazing, and they're in season at the moment. Some families, I mean, we never buy lemons. My mother-in-law and my mother have a lemon tree. You must have family there. They just really make your cooking great. I mean, it's great to add rice, you know, just to have a bit of seasoning. I use them a lot. And salads, making my own dressings, you know, buying these dressings are really fattening. A lot of the stuff that you buy on the shelf are not really healthy. You know, throwing in some, you know, kind of a bit of creme fraiche, a bit of lemon together with a bit of olive oil, you can actually make a nice creamy, rich, you know, lemony dressing, which is really tasty. So have lemons. And probably the other thing is, like, as far as having kitchen herbs, thyme. I never thought about it. I'd heard about it a lot, but I use thyme in so many of these dishes, and I've really been enjoying using thyme and cooking with thyme. So I actually have in our little flower pot. You can just buy one, you know, from your local nursery. It grows quite quickly. It's a little, you know, kind of a ground cover, and it creeps. Have that in your kitchen, and it's amazing. Just add it to any meat dish, and you'll be amazed at the extra flavor that you can get out of it.
Was there another tip that what not to do?
Oh, yeah, what not to do. I actually received my first shipment, as I said, from Yuppie Chef, and one of the things I bought was a beautiful griddle pan, which was made by La Crusade, a really great company that, you know, if you've watched it, as you mentioned, Gillian Gillia, that she uses one in there, and a lot of professional chefs do. I've got it in original flame, which is the original color from, I think, 1925, roughly around there. They've been around a long time. But what I didn't think about is that the griddle pan, it's a uniform, obviously it's cast iron. So the handle, although it's got one, is attached to the pan. It doesn't have a wooden or plastic handle. And I tried to remove it from the stove, having cooked these sausages, and it was a fairly painful experience because I think the first layer of my skin ended up being fused onto the handle. But nothing some cold running water couldn't fix. But that's my tip of the day. If you use cast iron, use a cloth or a wet rag when removing it from the stove plate. It's a very wise move to make.
Well, Matt, thanks for coming through to us this morning. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to listening to you next week with some more info as well as tips.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Wayne.
You have a great day.
So you too. Take care. Bye.
Check out Matt's blog at imnojamieoliver.com. That's imnojamieoliver.com.